Thanks for blessing us, Uriel. Can everyone hear? All is well. All right. Well, I'm just really grateful to get to be among you and with you today. And it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day because we are safe. We are healed. And we are whole, contrary to public opinion. So I'd like to begin with something I do every day that just is a feel-good thing, and you can join me. And it's just embracing yourself and placing your hands somewhere around your shoulders, and then just gliding your hands down your arms. And saying to yourself, I am safe. I am healed. I am whole. Thank you. As I was receiving inspiration about today's message, the first words that came into my mind were to always come from the heart. And then I heard the words safe, healed, and whole. And I began to think about that. And that was my first mistake. As I'm thinking, well, wait a minute now, this is one message, always come from the heart, and safe, healed, and whole, that's another message, and how am I going to, this? You know, I'm only coming for one message. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to practice what I teach, which is pause. And I just said to this inner present love, give me the words and I'll say them. And so what I was shown was in order to experience being safe, healed, and whole, you have to come from the heart. But then what does that mean, right? I don't know about you, but I inquire, I ask a lot of questions of this inner present love. It's just not going to sit there. It's going to get a lot of questions, and I'm going to wait for the answers. And what does that mean? To come from the heart, because the heart is often wrestling, right? The heart always is not feeling safe. It's feeling in danger. It's feeling torn. It's feeling troubled. So what does that truly mean, to come from the heart? And then I heard in my mind, because I started feeling like, oh, the heart, you know, that's, oh, the heart, I want you to feel my heart, and I'm going to come from my heart, and oh, the heart, you know, oh, you know, all this, like, what we see on like soap operas or something, right? It's like a lot of emotional upheaval is involved. And I was like, no, that's not right. Because emotions are not reliable, right? Those are coming and going. So I can't, that's not the heart. That's not the true heart. And so then I decided, okay, Mary, you better practice again what you teach, which is to step back. To step back from these thoughts and feelings and figuring. Be willing to get out of my own way and be willing to allow room for another way. Just give some space, there's no hurry, and let the mind clear. And so as I practiced stepping back from the mental chatter, I saw that to come from the heart requires a willingness to get out of my own way, to what in pause we call the me character, to step back from the me character and allow room for love to enter, to rest in rest. I love that word, rest. To rest in rest. We teach the pause a few times a week to some students, and one of them said, you know, that's easier said than done. Yeah, you're right. And another woman spoke up and she said, you know, we talk about this pause in class and we have this card and it all sounds really good, but boy, when you go out into that world and practice it, that's a whole other thing. Like, yep. You're right. Completely different, whole other thing. So what I said to them was, you know, the key to the stepping back from the mental chatter and rigmarole, the me character, is to not make it another thing to do. We don't want to give the mind something else to do, right? Because the mind is do, 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 do. And this then is the gift that we've all received, that we already have, and it's the gift of willingness. We don't need to do. We need to simply be willing to recognize the me character and be willing to allow another way. So I practiced this. I really was focused on this. I spent some time being willing. And when I did this, I experienced this rest coming over my mind. And here is what I am learning as I practice resting in rest. I'm learning that when the mind is at rest, the heart is safe, feels safe to open. When the mind is at rest, the heart is healed. And when the mind is at rest, that sense of incompleteness or that ego hangover of I'm not enough becomes enough. That wholeness of heart is seen. So when the mind is at rest, I am safe, healed, and whole, and I come from the heart. I live life from the heart. And this was really an answer to a question for me, because, you know, we hear these wonderful phrases like, oh, live life from the heart. It's like, well, what does that mean? You know, is that like what I see on a jet skiing commercial or something? I mean, I don't. And so I heard that this is what it means. Step back from your me character. Be willing to allow love to enter. Rest in the rest that is love. So, we're back to the question, how do I do this in everyday life? I can do it sitting here, can't I? On a Sunday morning, or when I'm at home and I'm on my sofa and I got my pajamas on and my cup of coffee and, step into my car, get out on the road, get to the office. Didn't get that, still didn't get that done? Okay, well, here's what you need to do. Rest is gone. So, what happens is throughout the day, the me character creeps back in. Mary's not paying any attention right now, so I'm going to creep back in. And we begin to feel unsafe, unhealed, and incomplete. And so now I got to do something to fix that, right? I got to do something. I got to do something so I feel safe. I got to do something so I feel healed. I got to do something so I feel complete. So here's an example of a few examples. I'm sure you all have your own. I'm only giving a couple. That here's what I notice and what I'm learning is that we feel unsafe whenever I look for my worth in someone or something outside of myself. That's a biggie. If I just accomplish this, achieve this, or if you would just tell me I was good today, and you know, and I'm not talking about receiving love and gratitude that is genuine and that comes your way. Yes, receive all that. I'm talking about the ego stroking, right? It's like that's like putting the burden of your worth on somebody else. Will you please make me worthy? And then, you know, somebody's trying to carry that responsibility around. Oh, I got to make Mary worthy today. The deal is our worthiness is a done deal, right? You already know that. But we need constant reminders, don't we? That it has been established by this inner present love. And nothing or no one can take it away, and nor can it be added to. It's complete. It's safe, and it's whole. So, but it happens. I know, happens to me, right? I forget that I am worthy. So even take a moment now and just pause in your mind, and to whom or what are you looking in order to feel worthy so that you can feel safe? And just notice, recognize that as the me character. Step back. Let rest come into your mind. Come from your heart. And forgive yourself for looking outside of yourself for your worthiness. And receive, truly receive, feel it coming into you and you receiving your worthiness, this inner present love that rests in you. This is your safety. Here we are safe, healed and whole. So that's the solution, self-forgiveness. I go through the day and I don't feel healed all day long, right? I can sometimes feel broken. I can feel disconnected. To me, that's what unhealed is. Healing is to move from an experience of disconnection to an experience of connection. That's what it is to be healed, to recognize our unity. All right. But I don't always feel that way. We get disconnected throughout the day. And what I've noticed is that when I sit in judgment against another person, I'm criticizing them, I'm fault finding, whatever it is, judgment. I am experiencing that I am unhealed. I experience disconnection. And here's another little thing we're talking about being safe, is that I've noticed that I don't feel safe in the presence of someone I am judging. I don't know if you've ever noticed that. This just came to me yesterday. It's like, I don't feel safe in the presence of someone I am judging. You know, and I've heard it said that our constant judging is exhausting. And that sickness, that's not healing. Exhaustion. Judgment causes exhaustion. And that the range of the ego is suspiciousness to viciousness. And that's not love. That's hate. But this is what happens. We, you know, the little me character falls into judgment. My me character does this kind of dance. I don't know. I don't know what kind of dance your me character does, but maybe it would be good to get to know. Mine kind of creeps in, you know. So I found myself years ago judging some woman, and I just really didn't like what she said and her viewpoint and everything. And instead of just disagreeing, you know, thinking, oh yeah, I'm, you know, we're just on different pages, in my mind, I judged not only what she was saying, but I judged her. And I really kind of in my mind made her a bad person. Has anyone else ever done that? it's like you can't just say, oh, I disagree with you. It's like, oh. So anyway, solution. What is the solution since we have a problem and we need a solution? Solution is self-forgiveness. Here we go again. Oh, yes, good question. So we have to judge. That's just part of what we do. We judge. And we do need to judge things like, I better not cross the street now. The guards are coming. Okay, so that is judgment for safety, right? We can judge for safety. We can judge for healing. We can judge for wholeness. And we can assess, you know, that person is saying something that, I don't agree with. It doesn't, you know, that isn't, doesn't feel safe, healed and whole to me. So absolutely. This is the judgment of, this is just my, this, what did you say? You took the word right out of my mouth. Yeah, this is like condemnation. It's like, I'm not just agreeing or disagreeing with someone says, I am condemning you. And then there's no way out of that, is there? There is no way out of condemnation. Once you've condemned somebody, God help them. So the solution is, in this moment, self-forgiveness. Think of someone that you are condemning, that you're judging against. Maybe it's in the past, maybe it's now. You don't like this person for whatever reason. Doesn't matter. See this person in your mind. Step back from your me character. Let rest come into your mind. Come from your heart. And forgive yourself for judging this person. And don't stop there. Now receive healing. And something that has helped me with this judgment is that we never know how love is working in someone else's heart and mind and in their life, right? You don't know. So now, I am incomplete. That's the next thing we can experience throughout the day. And what I notice is that when I am angry, and this includes irritation, frustration, angry, that I notice it fragments myself. It destroys my sense of wholeness. Anger destroys our sense of wholeness. I actually feel like a piece of broken glass. You can feel the sharp edge. And not only do I cut myself, but I cut someone else, and we both bleed. But again, it's a normal emotion, right? We get angry. So it's not to now condemn yourself for getting angry, okay? But it's to recognize that my true strength doesn't come from my anger. I realized this a few years ago, that when I felt like I was in a weakened position, I would get angry, and then now I'm strong. I'm half Italian and half Irish. So said that to one man once, and he said, "Oh, I'm sorry." A lot of emotions. Okay, so I would mistake my anger for strength. And then later, I felt less than, like, oh, what did I say? What did I do? I felt weak. So the cool thing is there's a solution, right? Self-forgiveness. Self-forgiveness. I was really angry with someone lately, and I had lots of witnesses. I had everybody angry at this person. Okay? I was justified in my anger. And I just wanted this situation taken care of today. And then I heard in my mind, I paused, stepped back, said, I heard within my heart, Mary, your anger is getting in the way of my showing you the way. Give me your anger, and I will show you how to proceed. And so that's what I did. I handed my anger over, and then it would bubble up every once in a while, right? So I had to keep handing it over again. And then within about 3 weeks, the situation was resolved. I didn't have to figure it out. I didn't have to think about it all the time. There wasn't all of this emotional upheaval. Okay? And here's the best part about it, is that I resolved the situation. I acted. I did act. Sometimes we think that, well, what am I supposed to do? Just never take any action? Yes. There's a lot of action we are called to take in this world for healing, for safety, for wholeness that comes from this inner present love and from stepping back from the me character. It's much more powerful than the action of the me character, which is temporary and right, intermediate. It's much more powerful. So I found myself acting instead of from anger. I acted and resolved the situation from wholeness. And that even included this person. Completely different experience. And that was also a practice. I realize now as I share it, thanks for listening, because I realize now that was a practice in trust. Trusting not in the me character, but in this bigger love. So even take a moment now. So our solution is self-forgiveness. Who right now are you holding some anger against? Even irritation, frustration, it can seem minor. And just step back. Let rest come over your mind. Come from the heart. And forgive yourself for your anger. And in place of this anger, let love place your wholeness. I am safe. I am healed. I am whole. Meditation time. So let's go into our meditation. Find your rest. Let rest find you. Notice the quiet in the space surrounding you. The space surrounding your body. Let love rest gently all around you, resting on your skin. Feel the rest on your skin. Bring your attention to the space between your shoulder blades. And let there be rest. And let this rest move up across your shoulders. Up the back of your neck, all throughout your head, even your scalp is resting. Let this rest move and wash your face with rest. Relax your jaw. And let this rest move across your chest and seep deep into your heart. Seeing that seed of rest within your heart. The seed of love growing from this rest. As this love is surrounding you, just let yourself feel supported by this grace. Just let it take care of you and lean into love. No effort. And notice if there is a person coming into your mind that you are willing to see anew. Whoever it is, look at this person and say to him or her, you are safe. You are whole. You are healed. And looking at this person, say to them, I am safe. I am healed. I am whole. And and together you can rest, knowing that love is safe, love is healed, and love is whole. And let us end this meditation as we began. Just placing your hands in a self-embrace and gliding your hands down your arms and saying to yourself, I am safe. I am healed. I am whole, along with you.